Progressive.com.
1, 2, 3. Are you sick and tired of being sick and tired? It's been said that an apple a day keeps the doctor away, or does it? It's time to get a new prescription for your life. Get ready for your daily dose of Healthy Talk Radio, the show that's empowering your health. And now, here's America's health and lifestyle coach. You better call me a doctor.
Live. Do you want to get well? This is the show where your health is your wealth. Thriving is more important than just surviving, and the only thing lost are those unwanted pounds. This is Healthy Talk Radio, from heart disease, aches and pains, to even your basic cough and sneeze. This is talk radio that helps you get well, stay well, and live well. Phone lines are open, 888-283-7272. That's 888-283-7272. It's a new prescription for a new you, America. Let's talk about it. Talk about your health. And talk about your life. Why? Because it matters and it's important. Question from the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Gene Me is a company that's doing genetic nutritional assessments. They are cutting edge. So you think about blood work and you think about, okay, this measures what's going on in your body today and maybe, you know, the past month or so and what's coming ahead. Gene Me now has gone out and they are doing genetic assessments to figure out what your actual blueprint is and what the weak links are in your DNA. Phenomenal. So, simple test. You do it at home. You mail it in and actually get the results back in a nice little booklet. It is incredible. I've done it and I was shocked to see kind of what the weak areas are, but it also shows you how to make them strong nutritionally. So if you want more information about Gene Me, go to getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me. You can check them out online. So the question of the day is brought to you by Gene Me. Haley in Charleston, South Carolina says, my daughter has cerebral palsy. We do everything the doctors recommend. And I was wondering if you had any ideas about what lifestyle choices, such as diet, that you would consider. Well, if you're dealing with cerebral palsy, I mean, I know that's a challenge within itself. And one of the best things you can do with these kind of disorders, because of the strong genetic involvement with it, is to make sure, I mean, again, this right here would be great for Jamie, too, is to find out what her genetic profile is, what the weak links are, and that way you can actually build things up nutritionally in the right manner. Other than that, you can use blood work and find out what deficiencies she may have. But creating a good, solid foundation, getting a good nutritionist or dietitian on board that can really instruct you and coach you along the way can be a great help, too. Literally, you need a team around you from a nutritional perspective that will really help kind of take her to the next level. Your fatty acids are going to be important. Vitamin D is going to be important. But you got other components, too, with cerebral palsy. You've got to look at the myelin around the nerves. You got to focus on the nervous system, making it solid and strong, all the cofactors that go along with that. So there's a whole host of, nutritional elements that can make a huge difference. So a couple things to think about. But, yeah, I mean, keep me posted along with that. If you want, you can call me, email me, whatever you need. But getting started with a good team around you, more than anything, Haley, is the first thing that I would definitely recommend, okay? 888-283-7272. Lines are open with questions about your health. 80% of the health challenges we face today are diet and lifestyle related. That means that somehow, some way, we've lifestyled our way into getting sick. But the good news is, if you can lifestyle your way into getting sick, I always say you can lifestyle your way out. It is true. You can. You can go to the next level with your health and with your life. So you just have to have the tools to be able to do that. They're saying that kids develop actually a sense of humor by age 1, a new study finds. So 6-month-old babies closely monitor their parents to determine if something is funny, and if this appears to help them develop a sense of humor, well, a new study suggests that it does. So U.S. researchers studied 30 babies in their homes when they were 6 months old, and 1 year old. Initially, the babies watched their parents react to two ordinary events in which a researcher read a picture book and showed a small red foam ball to the babies. Well, the two events were then changed to be absolutely absurd, and the researcher bounced the open picture book on the head while she said, anyway, made some noises. And so during this odd behavior, the parents were told to either point or laugh at the researcher. The six-month-old babies stared longer at the absurd events than they did at the normal events, but their reactions to the events did not depend on their parents' responses. However, the babies did watch their parents closely when they laughed. So by the time they were 1 year old, the babies laughed at the absurd events, even if their parents remained expressionless. So humor might seem like a frivolous topic, but it provides a vehicle for understanding infant development. In this case, the development of social referencing was very important, and the study shows that six-month-olds pay attention to unsolicited emotional advice from parents during ambiguous situations that might be funny. Gina Morrall of Johnson State College in Johnson, Vermont, said in a news release, our findings suggest that six-month-olds are starting to see parents as a source of emotional information. So the data is really interesting about how this works and exactly what goes on with the parents and just how the whole thing interacts. It's just really amazing to me. Kids in their development from a psychological and emotional side is fascinating. And, of course, kids technically can develop at different levels. But with studies like this, it's interesting to see just how kids even learn. I mean, is it instinctive or do they learn it? You know, the whole learned behavior thing about what's funny, what's not, you know, what makes you cry, what's not. Are emotions learned or are they just inherent? Are they innate? Good stuff. And as these studies come out, it's interesting to learn the process behind them. John, you're with us on the show. How can I help?
Hi. Can you hear me?
I sure can.
Yeah, okay. I'm 55 years old, about to get a physical after about 30 years, but as far as I know, I'm healthy. I've heard you suggest different tests and things, so what might I ask for during a physical? And then it was suggested I have a colonoscopy. Is that good, bad, or is there any downside to that?
Well, you haven't had a physical in 30 years?
Yeah, that's right.
Man, that's crazy.
I feel good. I mean,
I know you feel good. Well, but and I say that in not to say you're crazy. I just say that like that's. Let me tell you why I think that's not good. Okay, and I hope that from this point on, that you'll get one every year. Feeling good is not an indicator of what's going on inside your body. So if you want to stay on the preventative side of health, you know, staying ahead of the game, which I know you want to do. We all do. Remember this, 80% of a system in your body, 80% of it has to be broken down typically before you experience your first symptom. So because our medical system is so amazing at fixing things when they're broken, that's because people generally feel really, really good until 80% of an area is broken down. So at 70%, you'd be feeling great, top of the world. Like you said, I'm healthy as far as I know. And then all of a sudden, when you hit that 80%, you start getting a pain here and there. You start getting symptoms here and there. And then lo and behold, something crazy has been diagnosed. And you're like, how did that happen? I've been feeling good for 20 years. So I just want to encourage you that it's important. Please, from this point on, get one every year. When you go to your physical, they're going to do standard blood work, and they're going to check. Do I think colonoscopies are good after the age of 40? I think you should have one every 5 years. So, without a doubt, and I think they're vitally important. I think you can get incredible information. They're very non-invasive. They're very easy, and you get a good, skilled GI doctor, and they're going to do great. But, I mean, tests that should be done from blood work, you're going to get all the standard ones. The only thing on top of that you want to ask for, make sure they do vitamin D. Also do B12, folic acid. Have them check your iron levels and ferritin levels, which are really important too. Testosterone levels and anterior pituitary, which is HGH or growth hormone. Make sure they check all of those, and then that should give you a pretty good profile. Your analysis too, but they're going to do that as standard. Keep me posted how it goes.
Do you need a new prescription for your life? Are you just not feeling well? Nationally syndicated Healthy Talk radio host Dr. Asa wants to help you lifestyle your way back to health. His national best-selling book, Empowering Your Health, provides all the guidance you'll need to change your life forever. Let Dr. Asa help to start your health journey to regain your personal health and revitalize your life. Empowering Your Health is available at empoweringyourhealth.com. That's empoweringyourhealth.com.
some point in life, everyone experiences pain and inflammation, and usually people turn to certain medications. What people want is quick relief, and until now, there hasn't been a safe and effective alternative. But now, there's AminoActive. AminoActive works as well as medications, but without any harmful side effects. Rather than just masking the pain, AminoActive actually promotes faster recovery. AminoActive comes in both capsules and topical cream. Check out the website, aminoactive.com, or call 800-251-4166 to get the natural pain relief alternative.
Quantitative easing, unemployment at depression levels, Europe financial system falling apart, China getting out of U.S. treasuries. At the end of 2008, the time of TARP, the national debt was at $11 trillion, gold trading around $850 per ounce. Close to 2012, the national debt exceeded $16.4 trillion, gold doubled to $1,600 per ounce. The $20 trillion threshold for the national debt is inevitable. Politicians in Washington have a ferocious appetite for spending and stimulus. What's worse, a printing press to finance. 100 years ago, we had a gold standard to limit this madness, but now you have to adopt your own gold standard. Don't be fooled with paper promises. Get Midas Resources 10 Reasons to Buy Gold free by calling 800-686-2237. Understanding the gold and silver market may be the only insurance you could have to avoiding the next economic crisis. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order your free copy. Again, that's 800-686-2237.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. We'll be right back.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, floods, all sorts of natural disasters happen. Some of you are ready. Some are not. MySurvivalGoods.com gets you ready. Think basics. Do you have a home first aid kit, a car emergency kit, a basic urban survival kit? MySurvivalGoods.com has kits. Then the big stuff. Ready for system interruptions caused by natural or man-made disasters, terrorism, government collapse, social chaos?
Are you ready to bug out?
Could you survive off the grid for a minimum of 3 days like FEMA says?
Well, don't count on FEMA.
Count on high-quality kits from MySurvivalGoods.com. Check out our large selection of emergency kits for cars, homes, schools, and office, and bug out bags, first aid and flu kits, emergency water and food. Even build your very own custom emergency kit. 100% satisfaction guaranteed. Go to MySurvivalGoods.com now. That's MySurvivalGoods.com. Don't delay. Prepare today.
That's what it sounds like when a burglar kicks in the door of a dark house that looks like no one is home. Don't let your home be the next target. Make it look like someone is home watching television with fake TV. Fake TV is a small electronic device that makes the same light as a real television. So from outside, it looks like someone is home watching TV. Fake TV plugs in just like a lamp on a timer, but is far more convincing to burglars. Fake TV deters burglars, costs far less than an alarm, and is highly recommended by numerous police departments. Use it anytime you're away from home. To order your fake TV for only $34.95, go to faketv.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV. Each additional fake TV is only $29.95, so get one for you and one for a loved one for safety, security, and peace of mind for both of you. Call 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. FakeTV.com, the burglar deterrent.
Do you think your home is toxic? According to the Consumer Protection Agency, over 150 chemicals found in the average home are connected to allergies, birth defects, cancer, and psychological disorders. The proven fact is, we live in the most toxic environment in history. Yes, toxins can be killers, but there is something you can do. Detoxify your body with the Ion Cleanse detoxification system from A Major Difference. The Ion Cleanse is made in the USA, carries the best warranty in the industry, and comes with a no-risk, money-back guarantee. We have an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau and are trusted by thousands of doctors worldwide. Visit IonCleanse.com. That's IonCleanse.com. Or call 877-315-8638. That's 877-315-8638. Invest in your health with the Ion Cleanse from A Major Difference. IonCleanse.com. One of the most important decisions you will ever make.
We'll be right back.
lines are open, 888-283-7272. Check us out online, getwellradio.com. Now, if you look for a provider in your area, our team is growing nationwide, so just give us a call. We can help you find someone, I'm sure, in your area that can help coach you along the way. All right, let's go to Cindy now. Hi, Cindy.
Hi, Dr. Asa. How are you?
I'm living well, darling. What's going on?
Good. I have some concern. I have been recently looking in the mirror, and the corners of my eyes, they're very, very dark. The skin, like, towards my nose, up above my eye, and it hasn't quite moved down yet, but it's kind of looks a little bit like a raccoon.
Mm-hmm.
So is that like a vitamin deficiency or?
It can be. Have you been under a lot of stress? Have you been eating poorly? Tell me about that.
Probably both. I just had back surgery done in May, so kind of stressed from all that and, you know, going through the recovery. And
yeah, I mean, if you're not eating that great, a lot of times the dark circles can form just by a poor diet.
Okay.
And sometimes it can also be a buildup of heavy metals in the system. That's more of an alternative medicine kind of thought. And so using chlorella or, something along those lines, like a green drinks and all that, that can help tremendously. Of course, your fish oils and plenty of oils in the body can help that as well. But stress levels can play a big role, too. So if you're under a lot of stress, I mean, whatever it is, emotional stress and, work stress, financial stress, a lot of those can play a role. And, of course, you're not sleeping well, getting in your deep REM sleep. That can produce some of the dark circles as well. So if you haven't had a profile done recently, say even with blood work or some of the genetic assessments that's going on now, you might want to do that just to see what any weak links you might have and kind of see what deficiencies you may have and what needs to happen to kind of take that up a notch and take it to another level. That might be a way to go. So, I mean, those are the first things that I would think about personally. Yeah, but, I mean, here's the deal. A lot of times they've got the creams, you know what I mean, like the little eye creams and that sort of thing. Some of those do work, and if they've got hyaluronic acid in them, that can help as far as the external part of it looking good. But, usually it's coming from the inside. The skin always shows what's going on in the body and what's especially going on in the gut. So if you start cleaning that up, that can make a, that can make a big difference. So those are a couple of things I would look at. All right. Thanks, darling. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can go online, getwellradio.com. Send me an email. I'll be glad to make it part of the show. We're going to Alice now. Hi, Alice.
I just turned 50, going on 51 in December, and I think I'm going through menopause, and I haven't been able to get to the doctor in a year. So I'm having sweats, and I can't control my, it's like my mind have its own, I can't control my temperament. I'm just going through changes that I don't feel like I'm myself at all, and I want to know, do you think that I need to be treated with estrogen? Because when you go through menopause, you're supposed to, most doctors give prescribed estrogen, right? Correct?
They can. It just depends. It all depends on where your hormones are. And they'll do testing to figure that out. But that's what, if you're asking my thoughts, definitely want to go to your physician and have them check all of your hormones to see exactly what's going on, what levels are, high and which ones are low. That way they can give you the right amounts to help balance it out. Because you may only need certain hormones, or you may not. You may only need certain nutritional supplements or certain foods that can help balance things out. I mean, it's a host of things that you might need. That's why the testing is so important. Once you get there, then they'll kind of guide you through that. But the one thing you don't want to do when you're feeling the way that you feel, having hot flashes and you just feel like things are all over the place, the one thing you don't want to do is just try to self-diagnose and then try to go take certain supplements or creams or whatever, hoping that something's going to work. That's what you don't want to do. You want to get things steady. You want to balance it out and take your time and actually get with a doctor that knows what they're doing. They can look at the blood test. They can really interpret it well and get you on a good, solid, steady game plan. But if your diet's not right, I will tell you this. Diet and exercise are key. So if your eating habits are not that great, then no matter what you do with your health, it's not going to be that great. So eating habits are key. So you want to make sure you get steady with those and you're making good choices there. So otherwise, get with your doc and make sure that they're helping you along the way, you know, to make the best decisions that you can. Colorado girl is now recovering from the bubonic plague. So a 7-year-old Colorado girl is recovering after a rare case of the bubonic plague. Sierra Jane Downing's father rushed her to the hospital in the town of Pagosa Springs after she developed a high fever and suffered a seizure on August 24th, a few days after the family had gone camping in southwestern Colorado. The doctors struggled to diagnose what was wrong with Sierra Jane, who was eventually transferred to Denver. By the night of August 25th, she had a high rate, low blood pressure, and swollen lymph node in her left groin. It was extremely painful. Sierra Jane was also put on a specific antibiotic while doctors conducted tests that confirmed the bubonic plague. So by Wednesday, Sierra Jane was well on the road to recovery, and the doctors say she could be discharged within a week. Good for her. Definitely keep her in her prayers here. So humans typically become infected with the bubonic plague through bites of infected fleas, but the disease can also be transmitted by direct contact with infected rodents and other animals. So far this year, there have been two other confirmed cases of one probable case of the plague in the United States. According to federal officials, they said that the confirmed cases were New Mexico and Oregon, and the probable case was also in Oregon as well. No one died, but it was interesting to find those cases still around. But again, you start dealing with rodents, you start dealing with fleas that are infected. I mean, it can happen. It's the whole infectious disease process. So interesting. Glad Sierra Jane is doing well and on her way to recovery. That's where medicine comes in, gang. And is absolutely powerful. I'm telling you, fixing things, as we say in the South, that's for sure. Medicine is fantastic. What we need to learn, though, better lifestyle habits that we all can implement to our life so that we can be better on the preventative side, go to the next level with our health and with our life. We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio, 888-283-7272. Send me an email at getwellradio.com. You've heard me recommend AminoActive for pain relief on the show, and now I'd like you to hear from people who have tried AminoActive and found it better than some prescription medicines. Listen to Al McCree of Nashville.
I started taking AminoActive as an alternative to Celebrex. I had the same results as far as pain relief is concerned. It worked just as well as Celebrex, and I didn't have any of the problems with side effects of indigestion. So I'm sold on AminoActive because it really helps me with my arthritis pain.
AminoActive worked for Al to relieve his arthritis problems without stomach upset and the harmful side effects of other prescription drugs. If you have arthritis and want to experience quick pain relief without the harmful side effects, try AminoActive. Check out the website for more info and learn where it's available, www.aminoactive.com. That's aminoactive.com. Or call 800-251-4100. Safe, effective, it's AminoActive.
Always check with your personal physician before applying any health information provided on this show. More Healthy Talk Radio when we come back.
My name is Stephen Hewer. After 22 years of nutritional counseling, I've observed that most brain malfunctions have at their roots some form of toxicity and brain damage. So whether it is poor memory, poor focus, lack of creative thinking, or more serious matters like inability to focus, speak normally, or remember things, the emphasis to getting one's brain working optimally needs to be on detoxification. One World Way supports your body's number one means of detoxification, which is glutathione production.
My name is Angie, and my son has suffered from borderline autism and constipation. I got him on One World Way, and in 2 months, his constipation is gone. He's become friendlier, he can carry on a normal conversation with me, and he has made his first friend. He's doing great, and he looks forward to taking One World Way every day. You could offer him a present or a cake, and he would prefer the One World Way.
Go to OneWorldWay.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com. Or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
What's better than Mountain House freeze-dried food? Buckets of Mountain House freeze-dried food. Now the Freeze-Dry Guy introduces convenient, easy-to-store Mountain House Survival Buckets filled with our top-selling items. Each item is sealed in a Mylar-type pouch, and each pouch is neatly packed in clear buckets so you can easily see the contents inside. These Mountain House Survival Buckets come with well over a 25-year shelf life and are perfect for emergency preparedness, camping, backpacking, or at-home use. Go to freezedryguy.com, click on freeze-dried foods, and choose our 12-month, 6-month, 3-month, 1-month, or 7-day Mountain House Survival Bucket with 32 generous servings starting at just $69.95. And all orders to the lower 48 ship free. Call 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. That's 866-404-3663 or go to freezedryguy.com. 100% veteran owned. The Freeze Dry Guy.
That's the sound of your door being kicked in by an intruder with a single kick. That's the sound of the same door now protected by the Door Sentinel at MySafeDoor.com. Go to MySafeDoor.com right now and watch the amazing video. At MySafeDoor.com, you'll learn how to turn your home into a fortress with the Door Sentinel. 16 kicks later, and the Door Sentinel is still holding strong. MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
How would you like to have normal blood pressure?
This is Ernesto from Illinois. I had my doctor's appointment yesterday, and I got my labs in. My HDL is 119L, and my LDL is 37L. My doctor asked what I was doing to lower it so much, so I told her about HB Extract.
Millions of people, like Ernesto, are suffering from high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, and clogged arteries. But now there's an effective, natural, 100% organic nutritional supplement for a healthy heart and circulation. Heart and Body Extract.
My blood pressure has not gone past 125 over 80 in almost a month.
Experience amazing benefits when your body gets what it needs with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract.
She did a double take when she looked at my ER labs. She couldn't believe it.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
Thank you. Heart and Body Extract.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Ex-NFL football players now are at higher risk for Alzheimer's and ALS, which, of course, Lou Gehrig's disease. But they're saying now that, according to a new study, about 3,400 pros who played for at least 5 years from 1959 to 1988, we're in a study, and they said for players in the speed position, such as quarterback, running back, and linebackers, the death rates for Alzheimer's disease and ALS combined were 4 times higher than for men in the general population. While the study appears to support recent research showing an increase of diseases that damage the brain cells among football players, it does not prove that playing pro ball is the cause. Other factors, including the football field surface and looser safety guidelines during the study period, may have played a role, experts say. Also, chronic traumatic encephalopathy, a relatively new diagnosis associated with concussions and repeated blows to the head, might have been the actual or partial cause of death for some, the new study suggests. Well, chronic traumatic encephalopathy has some commonality among the diseases, ALS, Alzheimer's, and Parkinson's, said study co-author Everett Lehman, who's an epidemiologist with the U.S. National Institute of Occupational Safety and Health. And there's an overlap among the neurodegenerative diseases. The study published online September 5th in Neurology also looked at the death rates for Parkinson's disease, but found no difference from the general population. For the three diseases combined, however, death rates were triple that of the general population. The study looked at men with an average of age of 57 and used diagnosis from death certificates for 334 players. But bottom line is, they said in recent years, safety concerns, NFL officials have made a series of rule changes to reduce the head injury. They've moved kickoffs up to the 35-yard line so that there are fewer kick returns, and during kick returns, there are a lot of high-speed collisions. I used to love that, by the way. And they said, I believe that a lot of concussions resulted, Lehman said. He said, they tightened up the rules, though, and on hits and the blocks to the head, many more of those are penalized now than previously before. Spearing players with helmets is also illegal, as holding the quarterback and slamming him into the ground. The NFL is also putting money toward a better understanding of the risk faced by players. On Wednesday, the league announced that it's donating $30 million to the Foundation for the National Institutes of Health. The money will be embarked for brain research designed to benefit athlete members and the military and the general public. Kenneth Podell, who's a neuropsychologist and co-director of the Methodist Concussion Center in Houston, said the new study was good and interesting, but he added that it was done on relatively old data, not from current players. Back in the 60s and the 70s, and even in the 80s, the mantra was, you play. And all those players went back, and they would never sit out, never concerned about brain injury, said Podell. Now NFL players have to sit as if they were diagnosed with a concussion, Podell pointed out. He said, but the bottom line is, players are bigger now, they're stronger now than they were 20 or 30 years ago, and there's a lot of defensive players out there that love to strike their heads first. He said the speed positions are more vulnerable to the incidence of concussions because they're more likely to be hit in the head. They're more likely to be hit in the angle as well. So, for example, older players are more likely to play on the grass than the AstroTurf. So when the study was looked at the players of the past, he said, I think studies need to be done that are being done on current players, professional, college, and high school players. He and his colleagues acknowledged, they said, in the study was limited by the small number of deaths, while the findings, though, concerning brain disorders were grim. Another study result was not. The researchers found that pro football players had lower overall death rates than others. He said, I can't really explain why this is, but new studies are coming around the corner to confirm. So, I mean, not only for NFL players, but let's think about our high school and college athletes as well, because all that leading up to the pros, still think about the trauma that goes on during that time. Now, I'm not saying, I'm not out here to campaign against that, because I'm a huge football fan, played it myself, and was involved in collegiately at Florida State, which is my alma mater. And, you know, so I'm not one to get into that. I know there's some dangers and warnings and all that. So I'm not the one to be on the big crusade about it. But I do find it interesting that they are taking better measures. And I think the brain studies that come from this of what actually happens can only help improve the game. I mean, new rules can be made to protect the players at some level. So, I mean, hopefully it's still going to be a full contact sport. But at the end of the day, if there's things that can be done to protect them, then that's going to be huge, in my opinion. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can also go to our website, getwellradio.com. Harold, you're next with us. How can I help?
Yeah, I'm a Diavan, and I got a diuretic in it. And I was just wondering if the diuretic messes up your electric lights and how to improve your electric lights, if possible.
It can, for sure. I mean, your dye is going to be a key. You know, a natural way to keep your electrolytes really strong is to get distilled water and use lemons and limes, combine them, or you just use one or the other, and put stevia and sea salt all in that one mixture. And you'll be able to balance out your electrolytes quite well. That's a great way to do it. So you might want to look in that and kind of experiment with that a little bit, because it's a great natural way. I mean, the power drinks that are out there, be a little careful with that because of the sugar content. I'm not a big fan because of that. And the least amount of sugar that you can have involved, obviously, the better it will be. So hope that helps. 888-283-7272. Lines are open. Let's go to Tara now. Hi, Tara.
Well, I'm 28 years old. I was diagnosed with kidney failure at the age of 23. Currently on dialysis. I've been on peritoneal dialysis almost for 5 years. Every doctor that I visited, whether it's alternative medicine or just the regular doctor, nobody has given me hope. They said that once you have kidney failure, you can't go back. So I'm just wondering if you have any help for me.
I wish I could just give you all kinds of hope. I mean, the one thing you never want to lose is hope, that's for sure. I mean, the kidneys are pretty resilient at some level, but they're very delicate in another level. So, you know, depending on where things are, you want to go with what your doctors are telling you, but you also want to not lose hope in the middle of it all. And so that's a real key. I mean, yeah, it's challenging for sure. And it can be a little bit scary for sure, without a doubt. But at the end of the day, you've got to know that your body, if you give it the right kind of fuel, like if you give it the right foods and you do everything that you can, that's the hope that you have. So regardless of where the kidneys take you, meaning that, you know, from a genetic situation or lifestyle choices or whatever, if you go in now and you start supporting the body as best you can, studying and learning and doing everything that you can, I mean, that's the best option. So juniper berries we know can be helpful, cayenne pepper. I've seen literally, this is not a documented medical study, but I have seen several people do extreme amounts of juniper berries and cayenne pepper and had some turnaround in their kidneys. So it's pretty incredible what can be done. I'll continue to research that a little bit and don't lose hope in the middle of it all. Because even though percentages are given, and even though that you're told certain things about your health, it doesn't mean that, you know, you can't go to that next level. You can. You really can. But it's all about making the first change in the first transition, which is you, and understanding what to do and getting that good common sense to start there from the ground up and then begin working at that point. So let me know how it goes. You can always email me, too, if you need. Coenzyme Q10, or we call it CoQ10, is a really, really strong, potent supplement. We know for coronary artery disease, they're, in the Journal of Nutrition, the researchers in Taiwan, they actually did a study over 12 weeks between about 150 milligrams a day of CoQ10 and a placebo, and they found that the plasma CoQ10 levels in men, markers of inflammation and high-sensitivity C-reactive protein, one of the blood tests, and actually homocysteine dropped considerably with usage of the supplement. So at the beginning of the study, a higher CoQ10 level was associated with lower levels of the C-reactive protein. Among those who received the CoQ10 dose, they decreased by 14 to 21%. So the CoQ10 group had greater SOD, superoxide dismutase, activity. And so that's a huge deal. I mean, SOD, superoxide dismutase, I mean, all of that is so vital for our overall health, and especially if you're dealing with the potential for cancer or heart disease, keeping your SOD up is great. So the ubiquinol or the CoQ10 is a great supplement. And, of course, a lot of people have been advocating it. A lot of cardiologists have been advocating it for years. And definitely if you're taking any type of statin drug, it depletes your CoQ10. So you want to definitely make sure you're taking CoQ10 along with the statin drug to make sure that things are balancing out. And you might want to check with your doctor on that and just let them know. But that is in all the literature and is becoming a pretty much standard of practice right now. That's a little tidbit. And not a lot of docs, though, and this is no slam to anybody, but a lot of the docs do not recommend that. Just kind of the older school, the newer school is just like taking probiotics with the antibiotics round of treatment therapy is so important because it helps balance things out. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. You can give me a call right now. And if you don't want to talk about something yourself, maybe it's for a friend, a family member, a coworker, a loved one that we can talk about. Well, we can do that too. So you give me a call right now. We'll get into that. And remember this, the body is amazing. So each day old cells are dying off, new cells are forming. We get a brand new body about every year. So the question is, what kind of choices are you making every single day to help your health go to that next level? We'll be right back with more Healthy Talk Radio. Don't go anywhere. Check us out on the web, getwellradio.com. If you need to find a provider in your area, check out the website. Our team members will be able to help you find what you need. Hi, Hi, this is Dr. Asa here to talk about my good friends at Earth Fair, the healthy supermarket. Earth Fair is on a mission to transform lives, provide the best in natural food choices, and educate others toward healthier lifestyles. They give food items away every week to give back to the community. That's you. Empower you to make a difference. So sign up for Earth Fair's Welcome Home at earthfair.com to save big each week and get a free whole chicken or maybe even some organic burgers. Text EAT, that's EAT, to 71700, that's 71700, and receive regular text coupons to save on all natural options. Looking for healthy, affordable options that kids will love too? Well, stop by Earth Fair every Thursday from 4 to 8 p.m. and up to 6 kids each free with the purchase of a $5 adult meal. For more information about my good friends at Earth Fair, please visit earthfair.com.
You know what happens to your digestive health around the holidays? Right. Unusual schedules and foods you don't normally eat can cause upset stomach and indigestion. But you can prepare your digestive tract with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse from Terraganics.com. Pro-EM-1 is all natural and made with certified organic ingredients. It contains no genetically modified ingredients or preservatives and has no animal products, wheat, soy, dairy, or gluten. Pro-EM-1 does not require refrigeration, so you can take it with you, over the river and through the woods to Grandma's house. Pro-EM-1 supports a healthy, regular digestive system, supports weight loss, and improves absorption of food nutrients. Improve your digestion and keep off those extra pounds with Pro-EM-1 Probiotic Cleanse. Call or click Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com. Toll free, 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
To be part of the show, call 1-888-283-7272. That's 1-888-283-7272. More Healthy Talk Radio, next.
Iodine protection packs from HempUSA.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
Are you storing food? Prepared families are storing food for months and years, but only have enough fuel stored for days or weeks. Stretch your fuel storage by harnessing the power of the sun with a sun oven. Food can be baked, boiled, or steamed at temperatures of 360 to 400 degrees with the power of the sun. You can use the sun for 50 to 80% of your cooking, allowing you to preserve your fuel storage for rainy days. Sun-baked foods stay moister and have less shrinkage and do not burn. Sun-baked roasts are tastier and more succulent, and sun-baked bread has unparalleled taste and texture. Water can be heated in a sun oven for purification or personal hygiene. For the past 26 years, sun ovens have been proudly made in the U.S. They're durable, have a long life, and come with a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Don't be fooled by cheap imitations. For a discount coupon, visit sunoven.com/radio. That's sunoven.com/radio.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals in a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. And order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. Or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM. 301-TEAM. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com. At sonsoflibertyteam.com.
Lines are open, 888-283-7272. Welcome back to the show. This is your show. It's the show where your health is your greatest wealth. Now, don't forget, you can go online at getwellradio.com. You can find our providers there as well. No matter where you are around the country, you can find our team that's growing every single day, really excited about what's cooking there. And also our new seminar series, we're going to be launching that in Asheville, North Carolina, one of my favorite places. So we'll keep you posted on that as well. Check it out on the web, attaintotalwellness.com. ATW is what we're calling it. It'll be fun to get that thing kicked off this year as well. Anna, we're going to you now, darling. How can I help?
My problem started years ago with low thyroid, and I'd been on Synthroid for years. Then I was under a lot of stress. I'm 70 years old. I was spending time with a friend who had an incurable illness, and I began to get a sore mouth, just stress, I guess, and I know why they called it lichen planus. And they said it was autoimmune. It went with, along with a lot of things. And then I just, my health went down. I just got really sick and had a buildup of yeast in my whole body, my system.
Sure.
So then on top of that, my husband had to have heart surgery. So I've been a year now getting back on my feet, and he's doing fine. I nursed him through that, and my children were all concerned. They say, oh, it's just stress, Mother. But, I did find a very good doctor that got me on the methyl B12 shots, and he found I had nodules on my thyroid, and I had to have it removed because I was having trouble, actually, didn't even realize I was having trouble swallowing, and I had begun to snore at night just terribly. The doctor said he didn't know how I was breathing, and I had it removed, and I'm doing fine with that, and I immediately stopped snoring. What I need to know, I continued to take a lot of enzymes for my stomach and getting my digestive tract back in order, and following along with your diet, and the doctor I was on was checking me out and giving me the things I needed as I went, and I finally got on a mild antidepressant. That helped me a lot. What I need to know is how to keep my health.
Well, how to keep it is, and now you've had the thyroid removed and you're following the protocols that they have laid out for you. First thing you want to do is get your eating plan down. So anti-inflammatory diet, first place to go. So you got your lean quality proteins, your low glycemic carbohydrates in the form of fruits and vegetables, and your healthy fats. All those are important. So if you want to keep good energy levels, very important to get at least 25% of your diet in healthy fats. The body needs that. You don't need as much carbohydrate as we once thought, and the body can function at a much better level. Plenty of proteins, too. All that is very important. So that's kind of your starting point there. Now, your exercise is going to be a key, too. Now, again, the hormones are being supported synthetically, but you've also got your pituitary gland, which is the master gland, and your adrenal glands, which are there, too, which play a big role. So as long as you've got that going on, things will begin to stabilize, but you have to get the basics down. Also, your exercise. At least, I always say 30 minutes a day, 5 days a week, but at least 3 days a week as you're getting into this new routine is going to be important. Coconut oil is really good to support the body as well. And again, with you not having the thyroid, it comes down to the medication, so you're getting regulated. But still, you want to keep things balanced. And the best way to do that is to make sure the adrenals are staying balanced and your pituitary, because those are two on the opposite end of kind of the axis that we deal with. And as you keep those supported, that's where you'll see the greatest victory. And don't forget, from a dietary perspective is important, but also from a rest perspective. Keeping the body rested, not having too much stress, emotional stress specifically, can make a big difference. So keep those things in mind as you're going through the process. All right? Thanks for the call. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Let's see, we're going to go to who's next with us here. We've got Eric. Hi, Eric.
Well, I'm healthy as a horse. I have 21 years in the military, no medication whatsoever, but I have what people refer to as a beer gut, and I don't drink beer. I don't. It over the last 5 or 6 years, it's just grown and grown, and you know, someone told me that there is a type of plaque that builds up in the intestine that will sometimes stop food absorption, and that sometimes that'll cause us to retain either food or other parts of what we've ingested in our intestinal tract, and I don't want to just go jump out there and go to GNC and start taking stuff without asking somebody.
Yeah, I really wouldn't either. So, I mean, I totally get that. And the belly fat, a couple of great things out there that we know, okay? Your exercise is a key, so I don't want to drop that one out. Everybody wants to jump for the supplement or the food. But, yeah, I mean, green tea is really important. You can drink that all day long. It's phenomenal for cutting down cortisol, which is a stress hormone, and cutting down belly fat. The other thing is keep your dietary intake around 20 to 25% fat. Fat does not make you fat. Remember that. And then also conjugated linoleic acid, CLA, great studies on that, dropping about 6% body fat. There's a lot out there to help with belly fat. Green tea extract, that's brand new. Research is strong on that as far as decreasing overall body size and the belly fat. So you got some good keys to kind of go with right there. And then, you know, stay away from the coffee so much. A lot of people think I drink more coffee and then I'm going to lose the belly fat. You actually gain belly fat. It increases cortisol, which stores it right there in the waistline. So you got to be really, really cautious with that. But yeah, I mean, there's a couple of great things out there that can help quite a bit. 888-283-7272 is the phone number. Puts another hour in the charts. I'd like to thank our producer, Jay Patrick, Leslie Pardue, John Garrison, and the rest of the team. Go tell one person something you learned on this show, and together we can change the health of our friends, our families, and our communities. You're listening to the show that helps you get well, stay well, and live well.
This show is designed to provide accurate information of a general nature on the subject matter covered, and given with the understanding that neither the unlicensed host nor the station is engaged with rendering any form of medical advice, diagnosis, or treatment. This information is not approved by the FDA and is not intended to diagnose, prevent, treat, or cure any disease. Always seek the advice of a licensed physician with any question you may have.
Hey folks, have you ever really wondered what you're actually made of? I mean, your own DNA. Well, in the future, your doctor will have your DNA profile on file to be used as a guide for your medicine, nutrition, and overall wellness. Well, the future is now with a breakthrough company called GeneMe. Backed by cutting-edge science and genetic research, is showing us how to use strategic nutrition to turn back the clock on our personal genetic weaknesses. Our DNA is what we're made of, and now we can start to understand our bodies and our health with GeneMe. From cardiac health to healthy energy levels, feeling great, and fewer aches and pains after that yard work or exercise, GeneMe has cracked the genetic code to help you find the vitality that you're searching for. If you want to use strategic nutrition to look and feel younger than you are right now, then visit getgeneme.me. That's getgeneme.me to get your free personal genetic nutrition profile today. Go to getgeneme.me.